We're now going to shift over to the United Kingdom, where energy use has been dropping over the past 15 years. But it's been a quiet victory and a mysterious one, as NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
British electricity use dropped so much over the last decade that it's as if the UK shut down its largest coal power plant twice. That's according to the climate policy think tank Sandbag. And it's not just electricity. The country's total energy consumption of all kinds has dropped 10% since 2002.
And that's kind of unusual, actually.
Guy Newey used to be a climate advisor in the British government. Now he works at Energy Systems Catapult, which promotes energy innovation. I asked him why this is happening. Are there just fewer people?
No, it's the opposite. UK has had an increasing population.
A slowing economy uses less power. Is the British economy struggling?
Our overall GDP has increased.
It's not tied to skyrocketing costs, and it's not the weather. The decline remains if you factor in temperature, and the UK is seeing a drop while Ireland, right next door, is not. In fact, last year the UK was the only country in the EU to see a drop in electricity use. I asked Newey, is it something special about British people? Stoicism? Self-restraint?
I mean, you know, we're quite reserved. But that's always been the case. I don't think that's increased or decreased over the last 10 years.
So what is going on?
The first thing I'd say is it's not perfectly understood exactly what is happening.
Analysts do know some of the factors, but even those can be a little confusing. Consider energy efficiency.
We're getting better insulated homes and better insulated office buildings, more efficient televisions, computers, fridges, freezers, that sort of thing.
Jonathan Marshall is the head of analysis at a think tank called Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit. He says efficiency is definitely part of the drop in energy use, but energy standards for appliances are the same across Europe.
We have energy ratings for fridges that are the same in the UK, in Poland, in Italy.
And only the UK is seeing use drop like this. Then, when it comes to homes, it's not like the British government is making a huge insulation push.
There isn't really a particularly strong energy efficiency policy in the UK at the moment.
It's not a total mystery. Other factors include a shift away from heavy industry, improvements in street lamps, tightened standards for boilers, and changing consumer patterns. But added together, they don't quite seem to explain the drop. These solutions are not thrilling.
It's a lot easier to get, you know, excited about electric vehicles and wind turbines than it is about insulation.
And Guy Newey says it doesn't help that there's no one reason for the drop.
Yeah, it's much easier if you can just point to one thing and say, oh, brilliant, if we just did X, it delivers Y benefit, and that's fantastic.
Still, this little puzzle is good news for the policy fight against greenhouse gas emissions. Some people worry that restricting energy use could hurt a country's economy.
What we've seen, I guess, through history is as people become richer, they tend to buy more stuff, use more stuff, and consume more energy.
But remember, the British GDP has been rising. That link between growth and energy use has been broken in the UK.
The interesting question for kind of wider global energy policy is, can that example be replicated?
So countries around the world could grow economically and slash emissions if they figure out what Britain is doing right. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.